Good afternoon. It's 12:02. An Akron man originally charged with murder in a deadly Canton shooting is now facing a lesser charge. 30-year-old Daquan Rucker was indicted by a Starr County grand jury on charges of reckless homicide, weapons under disability, and tampering with evidence. Police say 51-year-old Richard Poole of Canton was shot in the chest during a gunfight at an apartment in the 800 block of Allen Page Drive Southeast May 24th. 45-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton was also indicted on charges including murder, felonious assault, weapons under disability, and tampering with evidence. Both men were initially charged with murder in Canton Municipal Court. 49-year-old man facing more than 40 charges after investigators linked him to a series of business break-ins across Starr County. The suspect was arrested Tuesday. Prosecutors say he's connected to 5 thefts and attempted break-ins between mid-June and early July, including incidents at the New Deal Club, Ray's Diner, the Red Dog Saloon, and Amvet's Post, and a Canton laundromat. Investigators allege the suspect used a crowbar to force entry, stealing cash and a safe as well as a coin machine from the laundromat. Criminal proceedings are pending. The suspect remains in the Starr County Jail with hearings scheduled Monday in Canton Municipal Court and Friday in Massillon Municipal Court. 17 people facing charges following a nearly 15-month drug trafficking investigation in Summit County. Akron police say 15 suspects have been indicted on federal charges. 2 others face state charges. Investigators say the group operated a drug pipeline between Akron and Pennsylvania. The investigation involved the Akron Police Narcotics Unit, the DEA, Summit County Sheriff's Office, Highway Patrol, and U.S. Marshals Service. Authorities say they seized more than 15 pounds of methamphetamine, 50 grams of fentanyl, and 2 handguns during the operation. Federal defendants are charged with conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and possession with intent to distribute the drug. The future of Lisbon's popular rock climbing cliffs is moving forward. Newly seated Columbiana County Park District Board voted Monday to begin the process of acquiring the 41-acre property from the village. The Salem News reports the board approved entering a memorandum of understanding with the Western Reserve Land Conservancy, which plans to purchase the land for nearly $390,000 before transferring it to the Park District at no cost. Officials say preserving public access is the priority, with the Ohio Climbers Coalition expected to continue caring for the climbing area. The proposal had stalled under the previous board over maintenance concerns. 2 people arrested in Poland Township will be sentenced at a later date. Investigators said James Sladuski and Samuel Shipton beat a person at a Youngstown, Pittsburgh Road home in November 2023 and called police claiming the victim overdosed. According to WKBN-TV, visiting Judge Wyatt McKay found the men guilty of felonious assault Thursday after hearing 2 days of testimony. Mahoning County officials urging residents not to burn storm debris. Instead, homeowners in the areas hardest hit by the July 5th storms are asked to place brush and limbs smaller than 8 inches at the curb for a one-time countywide pickup beginning July 27th. Crews from state, county, and township agencies will work through parts of Canfield, Boardman, and South Austin Town, with cleanup continuing through July 31st. A detailed pickup schedule is expected to be announced soon. Officials say once crews finish a neighborhood, they will not return, and any remaining debris will be the responsibility of the homeowner. Workers at Ultium Cells in Lordstown will return sooner than expected. Approximately 700 employees were told a planned June 1st return date was moved to sometime in August. According to the Vindicator, Ultium says a phased return of about 850 employees will begin July 27th. The plant was opened with about 2,200 employees by LG and GM in August 2022, making it the largest employer in Trumbull County at the time. The company said plant upgrades would be made during the stoppage when the layoffs were begun last October. Ultium said in January the plant paused production in response to weak customer demand. Federal health officials have identified lettuce from Mexico served at Taco Bell locations across 5 U.S. states as the source of the widespread outbreak of the parasite Cyclospora. The CDC Thursday warned customers not to eat shredded iceberg lettuce from Taco Bell restaurants in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and West Virginia. Cases have been reported in more than 30 states. An FDA investigation identified a single supplier. The federal warnings did not identify the company, but a federal official briefed on the investigation told the Associated Press it was Taylor Farms of Salinas, California. Taylor Farms was tied to a 2013 outbreak linked to salad mix and a 2024 E. coli outbreak linked to onions served at McDonald's. Federal health officials said other brands, restaurants, retailers, or distribution channels could be identified as the investigation continues. 81 degrees at 12:07. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Clint Marshall.